Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series we're calling Asking for a Friend. We're talking through some of those just hard questions that maybe many of us are thinking, but not a ton of us want to ask out loud. And so this week, we were looking at sort of sex within marriage and just the design for that, but also the difficulties that many of us experience even within the covenant of marriage. Last week, we were talking through sex outside of marriage and other things that Paul addresses, greed and idolatry and the things that keep us out of the kingdom, and just kind of squaring with that reality that Christ gave his blood to buy us back, and he cares deeply what we do with our bodies. He has a good design for us and for sex. And this Sunday, as we looked at 1 Corinthians 7, we looked at the Apostle Paul's words to husbands and wives, and just sort of squared with this reality that, hey, the design for sex, the biblical boundary for sex, as we talked about last week, is one man, one woman inside of the covenant of marriage. But we sort of had to go a step further and say, and within marriage, there's a way in which we are to approach sex as husbands and wives that is healthy. There are ways in which you can approach it even inside marriage that's not healthy, that's very sinful. And so as we looked at the Apostle Paul's words, he's sort of combating the idea. Some of the folks in Corinth wanted to say, hey, if sexual immorality is so rampant, then maybe we just shouldn't have sex at all. And the Apostle Paul says, no, marriage is a good thing, right? Because of the temptation to sexual immorality, each man should have his own wife, each woman should have her own husband, or each wife should have her own husband. And that's something to notice, the whole passage, mutuality and equality in the sexual relationship is highlighted. He says each husband should have his own wife, each wife should have her own husband. The husband's body does not belong to him, but to his wife. The wife's body does not belong to her, but to her husband. And the husband should give to his wife her conjugal rights, which is like the most unromantic way of saying that. I get that. We kind of teased at that. But there's something profound that Paul is saying here, because then he says, and the wife should give to her husband his conjugal rights. And so there's mutuality and equality highlighted throughout all of it. It is not one spouse or the other dominating or domineering. It's not one spouse or the other demanding. It is self-giving. It's equality, mutuality, it's humility. It is seeking the good and the joy of the other in a Christ-like way. So what we kind of said was, look, God's design for sex inside of marriage, right? His design for sex is one man, one woman inside of the covenant of marriage. And then inside of that covenant, the way that's supposed to look is humble, Christ-like, self-giving, not selfish, demanding, self-gratifying. Humble, Christ-like, self-giving, not selfish, demanding, self-gratifying. And it seems like what has happened sometimes is just as the church, when we've talked about this, we've not talked about it at the depth that it deserves. It has ended up being sort of twisted sometimes into, hey, it's, you know, you just need to be having more sex. And Paul says, yeah, like coming together regularly, that's important and good. Don't deprive one another. And the reality is that many of us are bringing in an enormous amount of sexual brokenness, sexual sin from the past, things that we've done, things that have been done to us, and that creates a lot of difficulty. And we need to be patient with one another and Christ-honoring, right? Humble with one another, keeping open lines of communication, talking with one another, and again, taking an attitude of humility and self-giving, not an attitude of self-gratification and demanding. And so I just want to say, I know that this opened up probably a number of things for a number of us, and whoever taught at your campus probably addressed this, or if you were listening online, but I just want to reiterate, if you're sitting there going, hey, I'm not even sure what all the problems are in our marriage, but I know we have a problem and we're struggling in this area, I just want to encourage you to reach out. Reach out to a life group leader, a trusted Christian friend, or another couple, a pastor, or a counselor. And we have recommendations for great counselors. We would love to help you in this area because we do believe that Jesus is eminently capable, as he always has been, to help us walk into healing and into joy in this area. And I'll close out by saying the same thing I said on Sunday. I think it's important that we put sex in its right place. Sex is good. It is not God. It's a temporary thing that will pass away. And our marriages and sex within marriage, if we are submitting ourselves to Christ, we need the Holy Spirit's power. Let's just be very clear about that. We don't default towards self-giving and patience. That's the fruit of the Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit's help. And as we do that, if the Lord will work in us, and He will, if we'll submit ourselves to Him, and it becomes something beautiful, even the most beautiful marriages and sex within marriage is really meant to point us to the greater and ultimate marriage of Jesus and His church. We look forward. We keep our eyes fixed on our ultimate husband, the ultimate bridegroom, Jesus Himself, the author and perfecter of our faith. Let me pray for you, and I want to encourage you just to take a moment to pray for yourself. Heavenly Father, God, we need a lot of help. We need you, Father. Whether single, dating, engaged, married, divorced, Father, wherever we are today, all of us deeply need you. Our deepest joy is found in you, Jesus. God, for those of us who are married and who are, some may have a very healthy sex life, and this area of life is healthy. Praise God for that. Praise you, Lord. And for those of us who are struggling and are hurting, Father, I pray and I ask for your ability to be gracious and humble and self-giving. And Father, for any who need to reach out, that they would take that step today and you'd bring them on a journey toward healing. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to pray for yourself.